Welcome to the Allison Lobatis Show, a podcast to help women discover and rediscover their confidence and style. I'm Allison Lobatis, and I am so glad to have you joining me today. Today's episode brings us to the final topic of my style philosophy. We've already talked about the first two. You are worthy, and style is a skill. If you missed those episodes, I'd encourage you to go back and give them a listen. Today, I'm talking about the third pillar, which is closet contentment is possible. These philosophies have created the foundation of my beliefs as a style psychology expert, and I am excited to be sharing them with you today. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take a moment to do it now. I've got an incredible lineup of episodes for you in the coming weeks that include one-on-one coaching sessions, expert guests, as well as my own style story. And I don't want you to miss a thing. Now let's get to the show. We live in a world that is always going 100 miles per hour. The internet doesn't sleep. Hustle culture is real, and the pressures to do more, be more, and get more are never ending. And while I understand the mechanics behind it, we live in an economic system that relies on consumption in order for it to thrive. I've spent the last decade learning that it doesn't have to be this way. The qualities of my own life that I value most cannot be bought or sold so easily. What if the things I already have are enough? What if the real goal is not more, but contentment? What if what I really want is peace? The rise of social media in the last decade and the new marketing space of influencers has changed the landscape of how we consume advertising. What started out as mommy bloggers sharing what snacks they were making for their kids has become people living in a commercial, where every single facet of their life, from their kitchen sponge to their toothpaste, is being sold, and we are the buyers. To be clear, I am not knocking influencers or their business model. I share links on my own social media, and I own a business that benefits from affiliate sales. I fully take ownership of that fact. What I'm talking about is how our psyche is being manipulated for hours a day when that wasn't the case just 20 years ago. Part of why we love social media is that it gives us that feeling of connection. The people you see on your screen, we feel like friends, even when we don't know each other in real life. They let you into their homes, their special occasions, their vacations, and their daily routines. Humans come by that need for connection, honestly. We are tribal animals. We had to rely on each other for food and shelter and safety. It is baked into our social programming for the survival of our species. To be rejected by your tribe is a risk to your survival. While our methods and ability to satisfy our basic survival needs these days don't require support in the same way as it did thousands of years ago, our instinct to belong and be part of a group is still a powerful human need. The question I find myself asking is, when did connection and belonging start to mean having the latest sold-out color of the Stanley mug or a designer purse? If I don't buy this thing, where do I belong? Many clothing retailers operate their businesses based on planned obsolescence. In a physical sense, the quality of the garments being produced are not designed to last longer than 1 to 2 seasons. And in a psychological sense, the goal is to intentionally make the consumer feel dissatisfied with what they have by constantly releasing new items. You know, what used to be 2 to 4 seasonal releases a year from a clothing retailer has turned into weekly new arrivals. The trends change so rapidly, our satisfaction just can't keep up. This consumption machine has billions of advertising dollars behind it, and it isn't going to stop. So what's in our power to control? As everything does, the pendulum swings, and last year saw the rise of the de-influencing trend. More and more voices online, myself included, are tapping into messages of using what you have, buying with intention, and finding contentment, and it is resonating deeply. There is power in being content, especially when it comes to your closet. Here's what I believe. I believe that simplifying daily decisions like getting dressed has a significant impact on your capacity to focus on what really matters. As a mom, I can say with certainty that decision fatigue is real, y'all. We are bombarded with tens of thousands of decisions a day. In case you're wondering, according to several sources, that number is around 35,000. 35,000 decisions every single day. I don't know about you, but even processing that number wears me out just a little bit. And if you doubt it, think about it. In a single morning, this might look like, should I buy frozen chicken or fresh for dinner tonight? Do we even want chicken tonight? We had it two nights ago. Does the olive shirt or the teal shirt work better with these jeans? Does it even matter? Should I take my daughter to the barn for her riding lessons today, or should I wait until next week? When should I schedule that call with my daughter's chemistry teacher? How many hours per week should I plan on our new intern working? Should I attempt to cover my grays at home, or do I need to wait a few more weeks to get into my stylist? Should we try to buy a house with a pool this summer? Could I deal with the emotional toll of selling the house my kids grew up in? Spoiler alert, we did sell that house. Should I get the mail now, or should I wait until after lunch? Oh, wait, what's for lunch anyway? Should I make a spinach salad or just pop in a Lean Cuisine? You get it. It's a lot of decisions. It's no wonder we're all looking for ways to make life just a tad bit easier. The popularity of done-for-us solutions like delivery meal plans and personal style services in a box speak to our desire to have someone else make those decisions, or at least simplify them significantly. This is a big part of why I'm on a mission to make getting dressed the easiest thing you do all day with Outfit Formulas. And if you're interested in learning more, I've got that exclusive discount code for you at allisonlombatis.com/podcast. Simplifying those daily decisions like getting dressed frees up your capacity for the things that really matter to you. Spending more time with your family and friends, volunteering in your community, improving your physical and mental health by moving your body or learning a new hobby. I believe that setting a positive example of self-care for your children will impact your family, especially your daughters, for generations to come. You see, women have a natural instinct to care for others. Most of us are biologically designed to be attuned to the needs of the people around us. This fact, coupled with the cultural conditioning that the best way for us to be safe and belong is to be likable, means that keeping other people happy has become our number one priority, even to the detriment of ourselves. When I think of my own children and the life I imagine for them, I want my daughters to feel empowered to do the things that make them feel good, and I want my son to be a supportive partner to his future wife so that she's able to do the same. But the kicker is that change starts with me, and it starts with you too. Our children look up to us as role models. And if you want them to do it, you have to show them the way. Now, every journey on a plane begins with a safety reminder to put on your own oxygen mask first, before helping others. And yet, so many of us are desperately gasping for air as we continue to dismiss the needs or desires that will actually allow us to show up as the best versions of ourselves every day. Put your mask on first. Let's stop pretending that it's optional or frivolous to do so. For me, when I had small children, that looks like getting up a little bit earlier to grab a shower and fix my hair and put on a little bit of makeup and an outfit that I felt good about. And now that my kids are grown, it means more time for those things, but also time to reconnect with my husband and learn how to date again and redefine what life looks like now that we're empty-ish nesters. It's also the freedom to lean into my career more in what I'm building at Outfit Formulas. A little story time for you. When I was struggling to get out of my yoga pants rut, on the afternoon of that first day of my new routine, I picked up my daughter from school. She hopped into the car. She did a once over, top to bottom, and she said, "Mommy, what happened to you?" Not quite knowing what to say or what her angle was, I cautiously asked, "What do you mean?" Because you never know what teen daughters are going to say, right? And she said, "Well, you look pretty today." Did your heart just melt a little? Because mine did. On that day, it was like the Grinch moment where my heart grew two sizes and things have never been the same. That was my wake-up call. That was my day of reckoning. That was the moment when everything changed and I decided to start my blog, Get Your Pretty On, because I realized that my self-neglect wasn't only affecting me. My daughter looked up to me as a role model of what it means to be a wife and a mother. And honestly, I hadn't been setting the best example. And from that day on, I've made an effort most days to get dressed and stick to an hourly schedule. And to say it's been life-changing is a gross understatement. Let me say something important here. I'm not telling you that getting dressed every day will fix all of your problems. There were a lot of factors that got me there, but taking small, tangible steps to get out of my rut was key. Getting dressed felt like one of the least overwhelming steps I could control. It changed the way I felt then, and it still does today. I believe that your relationship with your wardrobe is about more than just clothes. It's about how you see yourself, how you want to express yourself, and how you show up in the world. There is value in taking time to discover what makes you feel confident, comfortable, and authentically you, then building a wardrobe that reflects that. There's varying pushback discussions that come up often about how caring about what you wear is vain, or why should we be dressing for the male gaze, or that how you look doesn't make you less valuable or smart or whatnot. And I don't disagree with that last one. But here's the thing. I don't get dressed for anyone except me. I get dressed because when I look good, I feel good. I feel confident. I feel motivated. I am taking ownership of my power, my energy, and my potential. It's something only I can feel, and no one can ever take that away from me. Get dressed for no one but you. Your body is good just the way it is today, and it's worthy of experiencing those positive feelings. I believe that the peace of mind that comes with a cleaned out closet is worth the effort. Oh gosh, do I believe this. I talk about cleaning out your closet a lot, and I feel like it is the very last thing that women want to hear me say. I suspect they want to hear, "Oh, just buy this piece of clothing and voila, all your style woes will disappear." But sadly, that advice would just be a band-aid solution for one day that would have you back in the same spot 24 hours later. If you really want to build a functional wardrobe, you have to put in the work. And it all starts with a closet clean out. You have to know what you have to know what you need. So get rid of what you're not wearing. It's visual clutter that you are making your brain sort through every single time you get dressed. Remember, 35,000 decisions a day? Well, we actually only wear about 20% of what's in our closet. So the rest of it, it's just noise, and it's causing your daily decision fatigue. Once you have a clean closet and you can actually see what you have and what you wear, it's much easier to identify the gaps in your closet or the pieces that are missing that are making getting dressed more challenging because you are missing those key wardrobe elements, or what I like to call your closet staples. Here's what my closet cleanout process looks like. I gather three boxes or bags and I label them cash, stash, and trash. Then I pull everything out of my closet and I go through those items one by one. Does it belong in the cash box, which is something you can sell or donate? The trash box, which is your clothing that has seen better days and should be recycled? Or the stash box, things that maybe you haven't worn in 6 to 12 months or don't currently fit you right now? Then everything else that's left over, these are the clothes you're actually wearing. If I get really stuck deciding where an item belongs, there are a few questions that I like to ask myself. Number one, have I worn this in the past year? Number two, is it a classic piece that will stay in style? Number three, is it still in good condition? Number four, can I pair it up in more than one way? Number five, do I feel good when I wear this? So important. Number six, does it fit? And number seven, would I buy this again? If you answer no to any of these questions, it's not a keeper. What I know for sure is this: closet contentment is possible. I know because I have it. And when I get asked on social media, how do you resist the urge to buy all these things we see on other influencers? The answer is simple. I'm not tempted because I love what I have. And loving what I have wasn't accidental. It required intentional curation over time of a wardrobe that feels like me, that's the right mix of classic, high-quality closet staples and fun statement pieces and trends to keep it fresh. Also, if you struggle in this area, there's something else you can curate besides your closet. That's your social media feed. Honestly, I don't follow many influencers for a reason. I don't need that temptation. And on the rare occasion that I do see something that I like, I first challenge myself to see if there's something similar to it in my closet already. If not, then I sit on that decision for a few days. And if I'm still thinking about that item, then I give myself permission to add it. But again, if it's not a heck yes, it's still a no. I'd love to hear your thoughts on contentment. Do you struggle to feel satisfied with what you have or resist the temptation to buy more? Did a tidbit from today's episode resonate with you? Did you learn something new? Let's open a dialogue and connect. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube as Allison Lombatis, and I'd love to hear from you. If you share your own thoughts about contentment, embracing self-care, or your own closet cleanout on social media, please tag me. I'd love to see it and cheer you on. Remember, you are worthy, style is a skill anyone can learn, and closet contentment is possible. I believe in you. Thanks for tuning in.